Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll talk about balancing your relationships and our inner male-female energies. Can you believe it? Even balancing relationships is an inside job. I'll give you some tips for balancing your own male and female energies so we can deal well with others. And I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that due to our current cycles, I'm now offering Mars retrograde consultations. These are half-hour consultations focused on what direction you want to take for the next 2 years. They can also be used to help resolve anger or resentment issues. To schedule, just call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Also, remember, you can learn about all these important cycles well ahead of time by subscribing to my Good Timing newsletters with email updates. For just 8 cents per day, you can know what time it really is and have the best guidance available for when to take your most important actions. You can order these with the Good Timing Guide at the Polaris store by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or just call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, we have a set of cycles that is just now peaking between yesterday, which was January 21st, through January 24th. This set of cycles is focused on taking care of our responsibilities, especially our monetary ones. This is the Sun and Venus together, both trine to Saturn. These cycles are favorable for working on a balanced budget, budget planning, and even taking care of general responsibilities with grace and balance. You're a bit more serious in nature during this period, so it's easy to focus. Managers tend to make good decisions during this time, but there still may be something they can't see. These cycles came into range on January 19th. They stay in range through January 29th. So please make good use of them by taking care of responsibilities, especially your budget. Now that's followed by a new set of cycles, which comes into range today. This is the Sun and Venus together, both opposite Mars. This will peak on January 26th through the 27th, and it stays in range through February 3rd. Now, these cycles are often associated with challenges for getting what you want. This can show up in multiple ways, including just not knowing how to get what you want, or relationship issues can often arise as well, making it even harder, of course, to get what you want. I'll give you some tips to help with that in the next segment. Money issues can also be challenging, as there seems to be less money than what's needed. To top this off, anger issues are stronger during this period, since we're already in Mars retrograde. And even managers and leaders are challenged to keep their cool. The best strategy for dealing with these issues is to allow the universe to assist you. Just set your intention for what you want to create, and then allow the universe to handle the job. Let go of issues related to how. Allow the universe to handle the how, and you stay focused on the what. Keep your eye on the end result, and the universe will be able to take care of the rest of it. Next, here's a little heads up for our full moon on January 29th through the 30th, depending on your time zone. So this is our for our full moon on next Friday and Saturday. Now, what's coming to light then are entrenched anger or resentment issues, which appear to be explosive in nature. This will be an important time to practice conflict resolution skills. I've brought this up before, and I want to mention this again. Get the book, Nonviolent Communication, A Language of Life by Marshall Rosenberg. This will help you get through this period and the rest of the Mars retrograde, which lasts through March 10th. This book will provide you with communication tools so you can handle conflict resolution much more easily. It provides a process to use for those challenging conversations that occur much more frequently now. This process is great to use on a regular basis, and it will definitely help you get what you want. You can also go to the website cnvc.org to find out who in your area teaches nonviolent communication. That website again is CN as in Nancy, V as in Victor, C as in Charlie.org. Now, in addition, next week's full moon will bring up power and control issues and or structural transformational issues. Now, you're likely to rehash a previous issue that first arose in very late October or the first part of November 2009. So start rethinking your strategy for that right now. The balanced managers we had back in November and December are not as strong now as they were back then. They're now rethinking how to reorganize and restructure processes so everything can work better. Powerful bullies may try to take advantage of them, but don't worry. Those balanced managers will be back in full swing later in the summer, and they'll get things working in a fair way again. Okay. Let's get back to the present moment and Mars retrograde. How are you doing with that? We've been in Mars retrograde since December 20th, and we'll continue to be in this cycle through March 10th. This is a very hard time to start anything new. I don't recommend it. This is the time to do strategic planning for the next 2 years. Now, that might sound like a bunch of business stuff, and certainly all businesses are well advised to do their strategic planning now. But I'm also talking about you doing this on a personal level. So just what do you want to find yourself doing over the next 2 years? Now is the time to answer that question. Set your intention to do more of that, and then let the universe help you make that happen. Do some research and find out how you can head in that direction. Now, during Mars retrograde, you can also reintroduce an older product or service that's been spiffed up, especially if it's now more relevant than ever. Or you could test market a new product to a select segment of the market, such as a specific area or industry. But if you do that, be sure you get some feedback on the product so you can fix any shortcomings. Just don't introduce a new product to the world during this period, or the product won't be able to compete. There are some very good dates for reintroducing products listed in the February overview of my Good Timing newsletter. Check that out. If you have a product or service that you want to reintroduce, that's the cheap way to get a good date. Mars retrograde's also a good time to do remodeling. Now, there are two hard parts of Mars retrograde, one that's often associated with feeling sluggish, tired, or even exhausted. And if this is how you feel, don't push the river. Get yourself to your doctor, your naturopath, or healer, and especially have them check your adrenals. It's common for adrenals to be depleted during Mars retrograde. Or get to your health food store and have them recommend their best product to replenish your immune system and your adrenals. The other hard part of Mars retrograde, which I mentioned earlier, is that anger, resentment, and frustration tends to come to the surface now so the air can get cleared. This is good, but challenging. So get the book, Nonviolent Communication by Marshall Rosenberg, and you'll be better able to handle that. Next, we have Saturn square Pluto. This cycle is related to the transformation of structures. This cycle peaks for the second time in 1 week on January 31st. This cycle's been in range since October 30th of last year. Now, it's also related to power and control issues, especially in the political arena. but it's also associated with reorganizing organizations and with earth changes. Earth changes can include earthquakes, tsunamis, volcanoes, fires, hurricanes, tornadoes, and very large storms. Now, we're in this mode big time this year through early September, so if you've not heeded my previous warnings to stock up in case of an emergency, I strongly encourage you to do so. Now for a tip from my 2010 Good Timing Guide. This week, your tip is this. There's a long timeout today on January 22nd that begins at 11:47 a.m. Pacific Time or 2:47 p.m. Eastern Time. So don't take important actions or make important decisions today until after 8:41 p.m. Pacific Time tonight. In the Eastern Time Zone, the timeout ends at 11:41 p.m. tonight. Now, timeout periods occur on average 3 times per week. And just like in sports, you can't score when the ball isn't in play. So during timeout periods, we're missing or misunderstanding vital decisions. And all you're going to do is end up scrapping your efforts later and starting over. So wait until a better time to make important decisions and take important actions. Lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens and get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. Just go to askmadeline.com, that's askmadeline, to register today. So how can you have a better balance in your relationships? After I come back from this short break, I'll be talking about balancing your relationships and our inner male-female energy. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Do you suffer with a health condition you can't move forward from? How would you feel if you woke up each day to better health? It's time to ignite your inner healer. We all have within us an amazingly powerful tool called our inner healer, and it is waiting to go to work for you today. Our bodies are our best authority when it comes to our health and healing. When we change our mind, we change our life. Visit Dr. Kell at AskDrKell.com today and wake up to better health tomorrow. That's ASKDRKEL.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Bella Spark Productions is proud to announce the 3rd annual Extraordinary People Lecture Series in Seattle. Join us for 3 extraordinary men and 1 amazing lady. Presenting Shirley MacLaine in a rare public appearance, plus Dr. Joe Dispenza, Reverend Carlton Pearson, and Robert Holden. Go to bellaspark.com for dates and information. Don't miss this opportunity to be inspired. Visit bellaspark.com.
Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about balancing relationships and our inner male-female energies. Now, can you believe it? Even balancing relationships is an inside job. It starts with balancing our own male and female energies first so we can deal well with others. So I'm going to give you some tips to do that. And then after that, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now first, I'm bringing up this topic now because we're right at the beginning of the cycle, Venus opposite Mars. In terms of our inner energies, Venus represents what we want, and Mars represents how we go about getting what we want. When these two planets are in the challenging position of an opposition, these energies need to be balanced. We're not too far away from Valentine's Day, so this is a good time to understand how to balance these energies so our male-female relationships can work even better. Now, at the moment, Venus, our feminine goddess, is in the sign of Aquarius. She's pretty cool and even detached, but she has a certain something that intrigues men. She's a bit different, unusual, maybe even radical, especially compared to conservative Venus in Capricorn, which we just had. This feminine goddess is also likely to be well ahead of her time. She's ready for a guy who sees her as an equal. She doesn't want to take care of a guy. That was his mom's job. As soon as a guy asks her to do that, she's turned off. She wants a guy who is willing to play with his equal and someone with a higher consciousness who wants to enjoy her brilliant mind. So now let's take a look at Mars. He's in the sign of Leo, where he's been since mid-October, and he'll stay there until early June. Now, it's very unusual for Mars to be in any sign longer than about 6 weeks. So the fact that Mars is in the sign of Leo for nearly 8 months is a big sign for us to pay attention. Of course, he's there for this long period because he's moving backwards or retrograding now. Leo is the sign of creative expression, leadership, and love. This Mars is a passionate guy. He's accustomed to being in charge. But he's also moving backwards at the moment, so he's rethinking his relationships with women and how to balance them better. Maybe he shouldn't be quite so dominant when he takes a woman on a date, or maybe he should listen more to what she thinks, or perhaps he shouldn't rush in to fix and manage all her problems so quickly, unless she specifically asks for his help. Maybe his leadership style needs an adjustment. The particular cycle of Venus opposite Mars is asking us to balance our own male-female relationships in our lives. It wants us to rethink our roles within these relationships. It especially wants us to reconsider the male role in our relationships. For men, the question is, how can I lead without dominating others? For women, the question is, how can I encourage this man to treat me as his equal? Instead of someone to be led or conquered. Now, it doesn't really matter where Venus and Mars are in your own chart when considering these questions. This is a set of questions that the universe is asking all men and women. In essence, this rebalancing is an inner process we're all rethinking these types of questions. And now is a good time to give all guys a break. They're all in rethinking mode as Mars is retrograde. They're reconsidering what it means to be a man in this world. What does an honest relationship look and feel like? How do relationships work best now? If you are the female, you may be able to approach your guy about topics that you weren't successful discussing with him in the past. Now, of course, women need to rethink things too at this point. Do we have certain expectations of men that keep them in their old patterns? It's worth looking at this now so we don't unconsciously maintain old, unhealthy relationship patterns. Now, as part of this rebalancing of relationships, we need to notice how things have progressed and changed. In most cases, women are able to work and financially take care of themselves. So forming a relationship for just survival issues is not usually the primary reason for forming a relationship now. Of course, there are always sexual needs, but even these are often handled differently now. So a person may not need a long-term relationship to take care of this. Although it's wonderful if a relationship adds to your prosperity and handles your sexual needs, there has to be more than this to keep a long-term relationship going these days. Now, a long-term intimate relationship needs to be built on trust and respect. Okay, where's the lovey-dovey stuff in that? Venus in Aquarius is telling us to slow that stuff down and get to appreciate who she really is before you attempt any sexual action. Of course, the love and sexual activity will follow. But if you haven't started with the basics, skipping to the sexual side won't help. It will just lead to it falling apart faster. But let's suppose you've been in a long-term relationship, one that doesn't feel like there's a lot of trust and respect, or perhaps it has some other major challenges. What then? This is where rebalancing internally comes into play. Your outer relationship will always reflect the one you have going on inside you. Each person has their own inner male and inner female. These are shown in their birth chart by the sign, position, and aspects of their own Mars and Venus. The way these two planets interact in your own chart gives major clues for how you interact in your own relationships. In fact, your external relationships are just an outer mirror for the one you have going on inside you. So if you have a relationship that doesn't reflect a lot of trust and respect, just realize that it's reflecting a lack of internal trust and respect. Your own lack of self-trust and self-respect is what's showing up in your external relationship. It's being mirrored back to you so that you can recognize that you need to make an adjustment. Understand that no relationship will be better until you make the internal change. That's because all relationships will mirror back the same issue until you change it internally. Oh my gosh, does that mean you can't change a relationship until you change yourself? Pretty much. It's hard to get around that basic fact. When you shift internally to trusting yourself more or respecting yourself more, then you'll take different actions, behave a little differently, and send out different signals than you did before. This internal change will either be mirrored back to you by the person you're in relationship with, or if that person can't handle the change, then he or she will leave. Either way, the problem will be resolved one way or another. Now I want to mention a special case. For those of you who have Venus square Mars in your chart, this is a very subtle but challenging situation, both for money and love. Whenever someone has Venus square Mars in their birth chart, there's a belief that they can't get what they really want. They can't have the guy they want. Maybe they can't have the job they want. Or they can't get paid what they're worth. Their parents probably fought, and they may even mistake physical abuse for love. They may even feel they don't deserve to have that much money or love. But even that pattern can be released with the tools we have available to us today. Now, eventually, no matter where Venus and Mars are in our own charts, rebalancing our inner male and female gets down to loving ourselves. Our partner can't appreciate us more than we appreciate ourselves, nor can we have more money than we believe we deserve. No matter how much good you do for others, if you don't believe you deserve love and money, it will elude you forever. So what can we do to change this? The first thing I recommend is to release these patterns with emotional freedom and healing releases. You need a coach to assist you with this so you can get to the heart of the issues and release them. And believe me, some of these issues are multifaceted and highly complex. If these issues are challenging for you, have an astrologer discuss them with you first so you understand the patterns you need to release. I offer a 30-minute love consult for this. Then, select a coach who can guide you through the emotional freedom and healing release process. There are two of these people on my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And on my site, just click on the link, Meet Our Guides. Then scroll down and you'll find both Peg Donahue and Richard Ross, who do these emotional freedom and healing releases. These releases are easily done by telephone, and they're highly effective. They utilize tapping on certain points on the body while saying words of intention and doing some deep breathing. This process bypasses the mind and allows the patterns to be released out of the body itself. It literally changes your vibration, your thoughts, your behavior patterns, so you can create a different type of relationship, either with an existing partner or a new partner. Now, just remember, in order for us to balance our relationships with others, we have to be in balance first. The inevitable, it all starts with us. So start by loving and trusting and respecting yourself first. The rest will follow. Now, do you have a question for me? After this short break, I'll be taking your calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birthday, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
A sacred moment is a unique funeral service offering distinctive choices for honoring and celebrating the life of a loved one. Whether you want to create an intimate home funeral vigil, an environmentally friendly burial, or a personalized tribute by planning a life celebration service with the support of a celebrant, a sacred moment can guide you in creating an experience that will truly reflect a life well lived. Call A Sacred Moment at 206-529-3803 and visit asacredmoment.com.
Did you know green is no longer just a color? It's a call to action to go green. The Perth Go Green Hour is all about building community through radio. Powerful conversations about solutions to ensure healthy environments and vibrant communities. We'll talk about practical solutions and how people all over the world are changing their individual behaviors to contribute to the solution. And this radio show encourages action and commitment. Join us for a transformative hour of radio with Perth Go Green. Visit perfgogreen.com. Green by choice.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need your birthday, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And after taking your calls, I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, first, before I take your calls, I just want to quickly remind you that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And if you're interested in gaining clarity about where you're headed for the next 2 years or an issue related to anger or frustration, call me for one of my 30-minute Mars retrograde consultations. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's start off with Cheryl. She's calling in from Redmond, Washington. She's currently employed, but she wants to know what else is out there for the career field. Her date of birth is 12/23/51 at 1:05 p.m. in Erie, Pennsylvania. So, Cheryl, welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline.
Hi, Madeline. Thank you.
Oh, hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
So, you're wondering about possibly changing jobs? Is that it, or changing career?
Well, actually, it's the position I'm in now. There's not a lot of work happening, and I'm not sure they've been doing layoffs. And if it's something that it looks, I mean, I have not gotten noticed yet, but I'm curious to see if it looks like there's stability in this position, or if it looks like I should be out there looking for other opportunities.
Ah, okay. I see. Well, actually, just looking at this at the moment, it looks like you might encounter some challenges that way later in the year. I'm just going to look right now to see when that time period is going to show up. Are there any... I love these technology challenges. Here we go. Are there any challenges going on in your home life as well as work?
We're remodeling the house. And it's
okay.
Yeah, everything is torn up, and it's been that way for several months. So.
Yeah, and it feels wonderful, doesn't it?
just the whole great, yes.
I know. I remember remodeling. One Valentine's Day, we remodeled, and we made sure we had chocolate breaks every time we got frustrated.
we're doing wine breaks, I think.
Oh,
so.
There you go. That's good. That's very good. Well, what I see here is that this is going to show up roughly in November, but you may, I'm sure it'll start knocking at your door by October.
Okay.
There could be something that happens in the way of a potential layoff. But I will say that you are, you're just about to your second Saturn return. So there's a little bit of protection going on there in the sense that sometimes people, when they have their Saturn return, they're getting promoted to some position.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to happen a little bit after that early November time that I just mentioned, so possibly by December, right in there, or January, that is one of the possibilities, is that you could possibly have a promotion. You may find yourself a better position, elsewhere, gives you an even better situation.
Opportunity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you looking to change careers or just different?
No, I love what I do. I really enjoy what I do. So not really wanting to make a career change that I know of. I mean, there's nothing that I'm seeing that I say, I really want to do that. So
Right. Okay. Well, I'd say you have a little bit of time.
and can you, Madeline, can you tell me about travel as well? Do you see any travel coming up or?
Well, it looks like you have a situation where you could travel or you could go back to school, and either situation would yield you some healing.
Okay.
Can you think of a situation like that? But looks like you're in a healing mode at this moment. So
And that could be related.
I'm sorry?
That could be related to my family. There's a lot going on, dynamics with my family, my mother and my siblings. So that could be very,
right.
Yes.
Right. So so that's a potential. And thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Great. Thanks, Cheryl, for calling in. That leaves another line open at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819 for Cosmic Connections with Madeline. She's taking your call today. Let's head off to Bellevue. We have now Beth calling in. She's dealing with some tough times with one of her children, and she just wants to see if she can get a little guidance with it. And her date of birth there, Madeline, let me go ahead and give it for you. It's 10-26 of 67.
Okay, October 26th. 1967,
you
okay.
You got it. At 6:05 a.m.
6:05 a.m., okay.
And she was born in Harvey, Illinois. That's H-A-R-V-E-Y, Illinois.
Okay. Wow.
You got that down there?
Yep, I've got it.
All right. Beth, welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline.
Thank you so much for taking my call, Madeline. I do love your show.
Oh, thank you.
Fabulous, yes.
So tell me what's happening there.
Well, my son's been diagnosed with Asperger's.
Oh, wow.
Which is, you know, on the autism spectrum.
Right.
And it's very challenging, needless to say. He's a twin, but his twin brother, they're fraternal, and his twin brother has average development, so there's no issue with his brother. It's just, it's been very tricky because we've been pursuing all different types of support, a naturopath, an occupational therapist where we're doing some therapeutic listening to try to work with the brain pathways and things like that. And the progress is so slow, and I'm just feeling like, am I moving in the right direction with this? Is there something else I should be exploring?
Right.
Not to mention my own, my own personal path that I'm moving
right.
along to, and just feeling like I'm moving towards some breakthroughs, and I'm just, not sure.
Well, there's two things I want to recommend to you right away. First, is the Northwest Neural Development Training Center down in Woodburn, Oregon. They have a process of, literally, they do evaluations, neurological evaluations, and they deal with all types of different disorders along those lines.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they give the patient exercises to do at home. So it's an inexpensive process, but highly effective. It is designed to reconnect the brain correctly. So I would recommend that you get in touch with them. Now, their phone number is 503-981-0635.
Okay.
503-981-0635. They're down in Woodburn, Oregon, just south of Salem. And
okay.
It would be worth it to check it out. I mean, I know it's a bit of a drive, but it would be worth it to check it out. You don't need to go in that often. You might only need to go a few times a year for evaluations, and they just update the program for the kids.
Right.
The second thing I would recommend you do with this is to focus on getting some information about autism from a spiritual perspective. Okay, so you
mm-hmm.
might check out, I believe, Kryon.com, KRYON.com,
okay.
Talked about autism in some of his channelings as being a situation where the person is evolving to a higher level. You see, and so I would get some perspective, from that. So
that you
gain a slightly different perspective about it, what his soul may be trying to accomplish. And then astrologically, you are, you're right on target here for experiencing this type of a situation. I mean, this shows up big time in your chart, that your child would be dealing with some kind of a major health issue and probably a neurological one. So you know, so you're right on track. It could be somewhat channeled differently, but this is obviously how you're channeling it. So, so you have to work with what you're what's showing up there. So, and you know, you came here to be one of the change makers. That was, you were born, you know, in the '60s. You were one of the social change makers. There was a whole group of you guys born between about '62 to '69. And so this may be part of what you're here to do, is to work with this situation.
Sure. You know, I do have another question about that, Marilyn. Would that also kind of be part of why I kind of feel like I'm not sure where I'm going right now?
You're actually...
You know, I'm just...
Yeah, you're in your midlife crisis. But if and I apologize, I'm pretty much out of time here. But you know, if you call my office for a consultation, you know, I'd be happy to tell you about how to handle that midlife that crisis. You know, it's kind of a mess for you right now. But you know, essentially, you really need to choose things that have meaning and purpose for you instead of for others. Okay.
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 All makes perfect sense.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much, Marilyn. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. If you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819, and that's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, and click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 Good Timing Guide today.
Did you know Greek Oats yogurt fat content actually helps you lose weight? Not only does this healthy fat contribute to curbing sugar cravings, also the probiotic bacteria in Greek Oats yogurt has an effect on how fats are metabolized and absorbed by the body. So don't forget to pack a Greek Oats yogurt for a snack today. For more information, visit GreekOatsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
Do you have junk in your trunk? Are there backseat drivers in your life? Do you use your horn to communicate your wants and desires? Grab hold of your Wheel of Life today with our exclusive how-to program, Are You in Your Driver's Seat? It contains three books in one, a driver's manual, a personal maintenance log, and owner's manual. You can go it alone or work with one of our pit crew members. When you get in trouble on the road of life, pull into the pit. $25 per half-hour session for Dr. Pat listeners. Visit EmergeCoachingServices.com. Get in your driver's seat today.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Bella Spark Productions is proud to announce the third annual Extraordinary People Lecture Series in Seattle. Join us for three extraordinary men and one amazing lady. Presenting Shirley MacLaine in a rare public appearance. Shirley, still feisty and fabulous after all these years. Joe Dispenza, the most recognized visionary in the hit movie What the Bleep. Reverend Carlton Pearson, the fundamental evangelical Pentecostal bishop who said to hell with hell. Robert Holden, Britain's get happy guru with a feel-good philosophy that will make your heart smile. three men and a lady. Go to bellaspark.com for dates and information. That's BELLASpark.com. Buy series tickets for the men and get $10 off the lady. Don't miss Shirley MacLaine and three extraordinary men. Visit bellaspark.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And remember, for personal questions, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. And also, just a reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultation for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, do we have any callers?
We unfortunately have open lines, so everyone get a chance to call and get a free reading with Madeline Gerwick here on Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. We don't need that much information, just your birth date, time, and location, and a particular question that's on your mind. It could be about the economy, personal, you know, I mean, whatever you want to do.
That's right, or prosperity.
That's a good one. That's another one.
And speaking of prosperity, I'm going to give a special prosperity tip today. Now, one of the things that can happen is that you may find yourself being resistant to being pushed to take certain actions by a particular group or individual. And if you're finding this particular situation, the question to ask yourself is this: am I in resistance because the actions I'm being requested to take are out of alignment with my own values? Now, if the answer to that is yes, then your resistance is supporting your values. And for that reason, and that reason only, your resistance is actually positive. But in such a case, you cannot create a healthy win-win situation. Unless you succeed in getting the other person or group to align with your values. You can do this, and you can start creating that particular situation by first seeing them shifting towards your values, and then gradually coming into full alignment with your values. So you start by being joyful that they're shifting, even if they haven't. You start a new story about them. They're changing their strategy or approach, or they're waking up, or come up with your own new story about that group or person shifting. Keep it short so you can remember to think or say it every time you think of them. And even if they don't shift, the situation will shift to match your energy, your values, and your alignment. So what's important is to see yourself in the situation you really want to be in. That's what will be created one way or another, and that will match you and your energy and your vision of it. So try that if you've been finding yourself in a tough situation lately. So, Benny, has anyone called in yet?
Whew, you just got me when I finished. All right, we're good to go now.
All right.
Yep. I was back and forth between the phones. So we're going to take Valentina. She's calling in from Detroit, Michigan. She's had some ups and downs lately. She wants to know why and see what the chart's all about, what it reads for her.
Okay.
So Valentina's birth date is 8/16 of 67.
August 16, 1967.
Okay. At 10:30 p.m.
10:30 p.m.
Yep.
Okay.
And then she was born in Detroit, Michigan as well.
Okay, Detroit. Okay.
Yep, so Valentina, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Benny.
Hi, Valentina.
Hi, Madeline. How are you?
Good, good. And tell me what's going on there.
Well, I was just wondering, you know, with quite a few ups and downs lately, I was just wondering when the charts show prosperity returning.
When prosperity returns. Now, there's a specific question. Let's see here. What's happening to your prosperity? Now, are you self-employed or are you employed?
I'm self-employed.
Self-employed. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're...
I recently had a baby, and I had I'm a CPA, and I'm in practice for myself. And I recently had a baby.
Right.
And so I kind of, you know, I've toned things down, but now the baby's a year old, and I'm wondering, you know, okay, when can I get back into, or, you know, is it going to be in a different direction? Is it, you know.
Are you thinking that something is out of balance with continuing it, or did you shut down your operation or not?
No, I haven't shut down. I just haven't added two. I've kind of kept things at a steady pace, not adding more clients, just servicing the clients I had, you know, but wondering, you know, do I stay with the same thing? Should I, you know, divert off to something else? Is it time to start something different?
Well,
is working
in
from
terms
home
of your own particular situation, you've kind of gone through in the last couple of years a time when there would typically be less money.
Right.
And of course, you took advantage of that time by having a baby.
Correct.
You know, so that period is pretty well over. And, you know, you're actually headed to a time when, and this is going to happen a little, probably by the end of this year, when you're own personal capabilities are going to start being seen more in the outer world. So you have the option of you know, making a bigger statement to the outside world. In other words, the rest of the world starts to recognize your skills and talents. So the period that you've been working for, you know, like roughly the last 13 or 14 years, is, you know, getting to a point where people start to notice your work more. But that will start at the end of this year.
Okay.
And,
alrighty.
Of course, there are, you know, there's still challenges in the meantime, meaning there are more responsibilities that will show up, you know, right before that happens, probably in October or November. But, you know, they're... It's just there to help you get on track.
Okay. I'll have to remember that. I'll post that on my calendar around that
time.
Yeah,
and I'm going to run out of time, but I just want to mention that if you would like your company chart done, give me a call sometime with that information, because that will tell me more about what's happening with your company.
Okay? I will. Thank you very
much. All right. Great hearing from you again, Valentina.
Same here. Take care, Madeline.
You take care. Bye-bye. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. Have you been dragging yourself out of bed lately while you're still tired, or maybe even you've been sick? We're thoroughly trained to do, and I'm here to tell you that is just another form of do-do. When you're tired, pushing yourself to keep going will only push money away from you. So when you're tired, take the time to shore up your energy. Get extra rest. Eat nourishing foods. Do anything that makes you feel better, even if it's just for 10 minutes. Remember, your energy is the same as your money. And when you take care of your energy, your bank account will be just fine. Now, next Friday, January 29th, I'll talk about transforming the structures of our time. We're in a major period that will create many long-lasting changes. So discover how you can use these energies to make changes for your highest good and the highest good of all. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2010 good timing guides and the newsletters, so you can work in harmony with the universe with the wind at your back. Or you can call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.